ahead and determine the biggest show coming to town.
The biggest show.
Sorry.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
It's brought to us by Potbelly Sandwich Works. We have six candidates for the biggest show coming to town this week. Run through the list.
I think that's good.
And then at the end of the segment, we'll vote on which is the biggest.
Go see it.
Yes.
We start off with candidate number one tonight at the Morton Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Morton.
It is the legendary Tony Bennett.
All right. Come on, Gordo.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
I think he gets tired of doing these same songs.
The best is yet to come.
Oh, well. Check. He's 83, so I'm going to say no.
You think
I think he still enjoys
sun,
it.
Is he the ticket zone?
I don't think so.
Did we ever have him on?
He's still got the good.
If we did, what would it sound like?
Hey there, Muses. It's me, Tony Bennett. For some reason, I talk real halting like that. And I'm gonna be on your show and tell you what I think about everything.
His first number one hit occurred in 1951.
Donka Shane?
No, Because of You.
The day you're mine.
You ever heard that Donka Shane song? It's Wayne Newton singing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a girl.
It sounds like a girl. I always thought it was a girl.
Young Wayne Newton.
Boy, he's sold a lot of records, Tony Bennett has, over the years.
Lift my heart over there in San Francisco. Where they got those streetcars that can take you up the hill.
Right.
He's released over 70 albums.
Wow.
Jeez.
68 of them were no good.
Wow. What a claim.
Don't do that to him.
I actually like Tony Bennett a lot.
Seems like a very pleasant guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's a pretty active elderly gentleman.
Well, no kidding. At 83, to still be touring.
Still touring.
Sounds
great.
Pretty good.
Be showing up there with my latest hairpiece.
Sound check's got to beat him, doesn't it?
Oh, he doesn't do sound check. He hires guys like me to sound likes to come in there and do sound check for him.
Is that a hairpiece or just a full pullover wig he's got going?
Could be either.
Thank you.
I think it's a hairpiece.
All right, that's candidate number one, Tony Bennett, tonight at the Meyerson. Candidate number two.
Me, about
Friday.
Tony Bennett could have finished this sentence eventually.
Friday night at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Cheech and Chong.
Oh, no. Another Gordo
right
tie
in your wheelhouse, Gordo.
See if we can get him on.
Cheech Marin's
no
still
idea
bitter.
What you're talking about.
Still bitter about what happened earlier in this decade when he hung up on us. We still have that? And we lost it, didn't we?
No. We don't have that?
No. They got blown out.
Wow.
I don't know if we ever had it.
Unless you have it. Now, why did he exactly hang up? Was it Gordo trying to one-up him?
No, it was...
belittled his movie
efforts. I diminished. I said, you know, something about making pot movies.
And he'd had enough.
And then I thought it was... what was the movie he was on about a dog or a mouse? Or he was on promoting...
Chihuahua.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
Yeah. I think that was the final straw when you said...
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
You said, but you've really resurrected your career with a fine masterpiece like Beverly Hills Chihuahua or something like that.
I was wrong for doing that to him.
And then he hung up.
Yeah.
Only Cheech Marin and Tom Landry have hung up on us.
And you were the guys that pissed off Tom Landry.
No, we
Dean,
didn't.
Dean Smith
didn't
hung up
to.
Also.
You were wasting his time. Y'all wanted to sing a song to him.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was on a time constraint thing, and he just said, okay, guys, see ya.
Oh, really?
Okay.
But not because he was mad.
No, he was not mad.
Okay.
Eduardo Nájera hung up on the hard line.
Did he?
Yeah, when they played Corby's song for him, and it's going on for like 3 minutes, and I'm sure he was really confused, and he just...
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
All right, so on tour, this tour for Cheech and Chong, it's just Sister Mary Elefanta and whatever and pot jokes and
I thought those
stuff.
Guys didn't work together anymore.
They're back together. They realize they can make more money that way.
They made some funny pot movies back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's all I was mentioning was that they were doing funny pot movies.
He's up in smoke, still
and now
smoking.
All of a sudden, I'm a big jerk.
Well, it's because you said he resurrected his career with a dog movie. And he, what was the golf movie he was in as the caddy? He was great in that.
Tin Cup.
Yeah, Tin Cup. Absolutely. He was awesome in that.
Mm-hmm. You do not know the name of Tin Cup. You talk about it all the time.
No, I don't. I haven't talked about that movie forever.
You just mentioned it today.
No, that was Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
I had that line about, do what I tell you and quit hitting chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass.
Yeah. Why Lee Jansen got dragged into it, I don't know. All right, that's candidate number two. Candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week.
You're dying.
Also Friday. Yeah, are you okay, George?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It sounds like you have consumption.
No, you've not been able to shake this for, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm doing okay.
It's kind
now.
Of a deathbed laugh.
Tuberculosis George. Yeah, I gotta quit smoking one of these days. I will.
But you feel fine.
I feel great.
All right, candidate three, Friday at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah,
Train.
Mm-hmm. They got a new big hit going.
And indeed they do.
All right, what songs they sing? It seems like there's a couple of them that I like of theirs.
This is one of them.
This is the one that's all over the place right now.
It's on some big commercial.
Yeah.
AT&T, I think, maybe. Or?
Yeah, this is a little happy song, but what's the other? I know they've had some other ones.
Yeah, that
Drops of Jupiter.
Yeah.
That's theirs. That one sounds like Counting Crows to me, but you know that one, George?
Oh, yeah, that's greatness.
What else do they have? There's one other one that they have. Oh, come on. Somebody help me.
These guys have been around for quite a while because they were a big concert that was promoted by 93.3 about five formats ago.
Yeah.
Calling All Angels?
Yeah.
Or what you're thinking of, Gordon?
How does that go?
Calling All Angels.
That's horrible. It's a catchy tune.
Nice sound.
All right, here's Calling All Angels. Let me plug up my computer.
Oh, boy.
Heads up.
This is going to be dicey.
Stand by.
Okay.
Brace for it.
Oops, can you not hear it?
Nope.
Not really.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Very good.
I like this song. You don't like it, Rich?
I didn't make one noise, so.
Oh, I heard it.
But no, that
was
me.
Oh, that was Jer's.
No, I don't like it.
What's the first time I've really seen this lead singer guy? He looks like the Geico caveman with a shave.
Do you remember when DirecTV used to do those wacky concerts, like acoustic concerts, them and like a group at a remote area?
Yeah.
And they did a Train concert one time. It was awesome.
Really?
Really good, yeah. Where's the show?
The Windstar in Thackerville.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Bob.
All right. So, yeah, I'm not... Are we allowed to like them? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I need to check real quick. But no, they obviously have a ability to get good melodies going.
He changes the ground.
I like them.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Rich, you're right. 1994. They have been around a long time. All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Wade Bowen.
Boy, he's a good. I'm a huge fan of Wade Bowen. He's bigger than that's his.
Surprise! I'm here.
That's how he starts the show.
That's his Billy Bob's live CD release party too. When he was in concert there last year, One Step Closer. Put that one on your iPod. You'll like it.
Is he one of the guys we've had in studio?
No, I'd love to have him in studio someday though. He's great. He's a great songwriter.
Bruce's brother, right?
He's not related to Bruce Bowen. But he is a really good singer songwriter from Waco.
All right, that's candidate four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Neil Sedaka.
Wow.
I used to get him confused
with Jason Sudeikis.
There was somebody else for me in the 70s.
Me too. There was somebody else that I always confused him with.
Jaws?
Between he, Barry Manilow, and Neil Diamond, it always confused me between those three.
What is he saying? Is he a singer? Or is he just a guitarist?
He's a singer-songwriter.
He had some cheesy hits in the 70s. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Breaking Up Is Hard to Do was a number one
This form of production, whatever this sound is.
The 60s?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what it is? Suck?
Hey.
Sounds like it's all summed out, mono.
Ooh, I
I think that was the best they could do back then.
The rain, that made it to number one.
Uh-oh.
Well, we got that out.
This is Neil Sedaka. Mm-hmm. And he came up with those puzzles that are real popular now, too. It seems like
No.
This is the guy that wrote The Odd Couple.
Did he really?
No.
That's Neil Simon.
Please play Murray Heads One Night in Bangkok just to cleanse the palate. Thank you.
Gosh.
It's the greatest song of all time, George. Oh, okay. I remember the other train song that I was trying to think of that I thought was a good tune. Was that Meet Virginia? You know that? Meet Virginia?
I guess not.
Nobody?
Nope.
Hold on. I'm going to find it for you, and you're going to love it.
It plays more than two notes.
Neil Sedaka wrote Love Will Keep Us Together for Captain and Tennille.
Love.
He ought to be thrown in prison for life for that.
Love will keep us together.
He wrote some songs for the Carpenters, for Elton John.
There it is.
Neil Sedaka did this.
No.
No. We're just doing Gordo's thing. Smokes
a pack a day. Turn it up.
Wait, sugar ribs. Anyway,
now imagine the Geico man singing this. She doesn't care a thing about that.
Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. This is good, huh?
Here's it. Meet
Virginia. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, it's good. The reason I remember this song is because our program director at the time, Bruce Gilbert, would just sit in his office doing cocaine, listening to this song over and over again.
Whoa.
The middle part's not true, but he did love this song.
Meh. Okay, this is not Neil Sedaka. But Neil Sedaka is a performing.
All right, let's move on to candidate number six, our final candidate, biggest show coming to town this week. This will be Sunday.
Monday?
Saturday.
Or
gross, Gordon.
This is Saturday at Pizza Hut Park in Frisco. It is Edge Fest featuring Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I can't. They need to spell check that.
They're the headliners. Also, 30 Seconds to Mars, Deftones, Switchfoot. Crash King, Limp Bizkit, the headliners.
Edge Fest.
Still around.
Yeah.
That's been around forever.
And is the station still around?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Is it edited? Okay.
I think it is. I just want to make sure.
It's saved there, Jer. Paul Anka, is that one of the ones you confused with
Neil
Sedaka?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah. He and Neil Sedaka. And Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow.
And Neil Simon.
By the way, I've seen these guys, Limp Bizkit, one time. They were on a Metallica tour. I'm just iffy on their music. Really good live. Fred Durst, their lead singer, really puts on a good show.
I think we're all in agreement.
I think we are in agreement on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Six candidates. Is it candidate number one tonight at the Meyerson, Tony Bennett? Candidate
guys,
two.
How you doing, man? Great to be here.
Friday night at the Bass Hall, Cheech and Chong. Candidate three, Friday at Windstar, Train. Candidate four, Friday at Billy Bob's, Wade Bowen. Candidate five, Saturday at the Windstar, Neil Sedaka. Or candidate six, Saturday at Edge Fest, Pizza Hut Park, Limp Bizkit. George.
Billy Bob's will be sold out on Friday night, but I'll go with the Edge Fest Get Down.
Okay, Gordo?
Boy, it's hard to beat the draw of multiple bands like that when you don't have a really huge classic name. But I'm going to go ahead and vote Train just because I figured out that they sang like three songs I've heard of.
Rich?
I'll go with How the Edge Stole Spring Break.
Okay. Chair?
I'll go with Cheech and Chong.
All right, Fernando?
Wow, Tony Bennett.
And I'm going for Tony Bennett as well.
Going for me. I'm
you say we don't have any legendary eight. Names. Isn't he about as legendary as they
get? Okay, well,
Chong
you,
are pretty
you
legendary.
Convince me. I want to break back into Democratic headquarters and change my vote.
Two.
That's confusing.
Tony Bennett.
Okay, good.
Your
that way we
challenged.
Don't have to go to the... you are vote challenge. All right, so there. It is 3-2-1. Biggest show tonight at the Meyerson, Tony Bennett.
Up next, Gordo's Corner.
Picture hilarity next.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket doesn't laugh when we cover the Cowboys and the NFL Draft.